Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
The storms caused a lot of damage in northwest suburban Elgin last night. The story from WBBM's Bernie Tafoya.
Elgin Fire Battalion Chief Joe Van Dorp says hundreds of trees were knocked down when high winds and heavy rains blew through around 7:15 last night. The historic districts near the Fox River appear to be the hardest hit.
There's still many, many streets that are impassable, many, many streets with wires, trees on top of wires, houses, etc.
More than 12,000 homes and businesses in the area are without electricity, including the area where I am on Jefferson Avenue near Dundee, where a large tree was uprooted and fell over, blocking Jefferson and taking down a ComEd transformer with it. ComEd estimates many people will not have their power back until possibly 6 tonight. In Elgin, Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Mayor Lightfoot says she's hopeful personal responsibility will be more effective than a national mandate when it comes to getting people to wear face masks during the pandemic.
Mayor Lightfoot says she doesn't think it would be a wise use of resources to have authorities trying to enforce a national mandate for wearing face masks to guard against the spread of COVID-19, but she does believe officials should continue to work hard to convince people of the wisdom of wearing masks, especially younger people, she says.
We need to make sure that young people understand they are not invincible when it comes to COVID-19. This virus doesn't discriminate. It attacks everyone. And unfortunately, we're starting to see, even here in Chicago, a slight uptick in the amount of cases involving that 18 to 29-year-old cohort.
At the end of the day, the mayor says personal responsibility should be what gets most people to wear masks, not a mandate. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
In the meantime, famous Chicagoans have come together to raise money for the arts as coronavirus continues to hit their community hard.
More than 100 artists, musicians, actors, and others put a new spin on a Chicago classic to raise money for the relief fund Arts for Illinois. They include Keegan-Michael Key, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Ramsey Lewis, and Andre DeShields. The 6.5-minute video benefits the fund that was set up in April and has since awarded more than $5 million in grants to over 1,000 artists and organizations in the state struggling as large in-person performances have been canceled and aren't likely to resume for some time. Nancy Hardy, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
People who have criminal allegations against police officers in Cook County can now file a complaint online. State Attorney Kim Fox says the process was created to deal with what she calls a growing frustration that in a lot of cases we aren't notified by investigating authorities until late in the process. She says this way citizens can report the allegations directly to prosecutors. A yard sign supporting the defunding of police is stolen and then recovered by police.
It happened in far western Kane County when a homeowner reported someone had taken his defund police sign from his front yard. According to the Kane County Chronicle, a witness snapped a cell phone picture of the person who allegedly took the sign and the truck the person was driving. A Kane County Sheriff's deputy in the area saw the truck matching the description and pulled the driver over. A police report indicates the driver admitted taking the sign and then, with police help, returned it to its owner. The homeowner told the paper the deputy who helped retrieve his defund police sign is a wonderful person, but in his opinion, police reforms overall aren't working and something needs to change. Julie Mann, News Radio 105.9 FM.
We send out emails each morning with links to all the top stories. Sign up now at WBBMNewsRadio.com. You'll find the link in the upper left-hand corner of the homepage.
And that's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com on the Radio.com app and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.